I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 22nd. The Quincy City Council will begin reviewing Mayor Thomas Koch's proposed budget for the next fiscal year tonight. A public hearing will be held at 6:30 at City Hall, followed by the first of three scheduled budget review sessions. Tonight, councilors will review budgets for departments including the assessors, treasurer, municipal finance, fire department, planning, and legal departments. The proposed budget is up by $33 million, or almost 9%, totaling just over $405 million. The City Council may approve the budget as proposed or make cuts, but cannot add to the spending plan. The new budget takes effect July 1st. The Quincy Police Department is bringing back the Women's Self-Defense Program. Three classes are being held this week for women 18 or older, or 16 with a parent or guardian in the same class. The classes begin at 4:30 p.m. today in the basement of 1250 Hancock Street, President's Place in Quincy Center. Classes are also being held tomorrow and Wednesday, and attendees must attend all three nights as they all interrelate and build on one another. The classes were suspended 3 years ago due to the pandemic. Classes are still free of charge. The 39th annual Quincy Senior Olympics continues today with swimming competition at the Lincoln Hancock School pool tonight at 6:30 p.m. Closing ceremonies and the award ceremony will be held this Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Kennedy Center. Investigators suspect a man was making homemade explosives or fireworks when he was seriously injured and flown to a Boston hospital from a Kingston home yesterday afternoon. The explosion inside the Nobadir Circle home at about 1 o'clock yesterday drew a response from the State Police Bomb Squad and the FBI, a hazmat crew, as well as local police and fire. The man's condition or extent of his injuries was not clear. The large emergency response resulted from the possibility that fireworks were being manufactured in the home. When crews arrived, they found and treated an adult male with significant traumatic injuries consistent with an explosion. Some windows were shattered in the home as well. State Police Fire Investigative Unit and the Crime Scene Services section also responded to the scene. Police responding Friday night to an altercation at South Shore Plaza in Braintree that left a mall employee injured. Police initially said officers were called to the mall for a person stabbed just before 6 p.m. Police later said it was unclear if there was an actual stabbing, noting investigators were still working to determine what exactly caused the victim's injury. Police didn't specify where in the plaza the incident occurred, although aerial footage from the scene showed multiple officers on the top floor of one of the mall's parking garages. At least one canine unit and investigators taking pictures could also be seen at the parking structure near Nordstrom and Target. According to police, the victim is a 21-year-old Dorchester woman who works at the mall. She and the suspect are casually known to each other and apparently met with the intention of having an altercation. The victim did sustain a minor injury to her neck during the fight. Her injury is considered minor. No arrests have been made and no charges have been filed at this time. The home delivery service GoPuff is accused of 19 counts of selling alcohol to minors around Boston College, raising questions about how the industry is regulated. State investigators said the company's management did little to prevent alcohol from being sold to minors, even after they were confronted several times. GoPuff also has a location in Quincy Center. It all started with an undercover investigation in 2021. The Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission said investigators got tipped off that GoPuff was selling and delivering alcohol to minors. Now the delivery company has lost its alcohol delivery license. Undercover investigators said in several instances they followed drivers from GoPuff warehouse as they delivered alcohol around Boston College, including to freshman dorms. Detectives said the underage students would present fake IDs and in some cases were not asked for identification at all. Officials said some of the drivers didn't even carry permits as required by law. GoPuff says they have taken steps to prevent the sale of alcohol to minors and they plan to appeal their license suspension. Cape Cod's Bourne and Sagamore Bridges have repeatedly failed to receive the necessary financing for replacements and now are set to receive an additional $350 million in state funding, doubling the Commonwealth's initial investment to $700 million in a pledge from Governor Mara Healey. For months, Massachusetts has failed to receive the necessary funds, an estimated total project cost of $4 billion to replace the 88-year-old Bourne and Sagamore bridges. Now, in addition to the $350 million granted for the bridges in President Biden's fiscal year 2024 plan, Healey has vowed to double the Commonwealth's initial $350 million commitment in a possible attempt to lure additional backing from the federal government. It is unclear if the increased state funding will allure more federal funds. The developments from the White House and the state come after months of pleas and demands from Massachusetts representatives. A check of business news this morning, and stocks tumbled on Friday. The Dow was down 109, the NASDAQ dropped 30, and the S&P fell 6. Asian stocks are mostly higher today as investors fret whether the U.S. government would be able to reach a deal to avoid a federal default. The dollar is flat, the euro is up, oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics lose Game 3 to the Heat in Miami, 128-102. A decisive Game 4 in Miami tomorrow night at 8:30. The Padres shut out the Red Sox in San Diego, 7-0. Boston is in L.A. to take on the Angels tonight at 9:38 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly cloudy with highs in the low 60s, clear tonight and a low of 51. Tomorrow, mainly sunny at a high of 67 degrees, partly sunny Wednesday, a high of 75. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 65. With a boater, waves 2 to 4 feet. Northeasterly winds will gust to 25 knots later today and a high tide right after 2 p.m. Sunrise 5:16, set at 8:05. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 22nd.